And let's get some analysis as we do every Monday morning from NPR's Cokie Roberts. Cokie, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Just heard Hillary Clinton say that she's going to stay in this race through the February 5th primaries. That's the day when many, many states are voting, and apparently regardless of whether she loses New Hampshire. Can she stay in the race if she loses New Hampshire?
Yes, because she has the money to stay in the race. People tend to get out of races when they're broke, and she can soldier on say, I'm looking toward these bigger states and looking towards more scrutiny of Obama's record, which is clearly what she's talking about, what she just talked about with Renee. So, yes, she can stay in, and we heard John Edwards yesterday say he plans to stay in through the conventions. Now, it's going to be tougher for him unless he decides to pour his own money in. I think that you do have these candidates saying they're going to certainly stay through this big tsunami Tuesday, as it's called, on February 5th.
How has this race and what the candidates are saying evolved over the weekend now?
Well, I think that what you're really hearing Hillary Clinton talk about is change is just a six-letter word. And even though everybody is saying the word change on both parties, there is a lot more talk about action, not words, which she just said to Renee. But also, apparently, she is taking more control of her own campaign. We talked about this last week, that there's so many cooks in that kitchen and that it's been a problem for her, and that she's now decided to be the chief chef.
Cokie, I'd like to know. Iowa sometimes means a lot in the presidential race, sometimes means very little. On the Democratic side now, have things fundamentally changed? Do things feel different now that Obama has won Iowa?
Yes. I think that there's a sense of possibility for Obama that wasn't there for some voters before Iowa, and that voters are taking a fresh look at him in New Hampshire and liking what they see. And he makes the point that words have meaning, that it's not just words and no action, that words have the ability to inspire and bring about change, and I think that people are responding to that very strongly.
Cokie, thanks very much. That's NPR's Cokie Roberts, and you can follow all the campaigns as they try to win over undecided voters in New Hampshire with a video on our website, npr.org. And, of course, we're covering the Republicans as well elsewhere in this program, elsewhere on NPR. Big contests coming up in both parties this week.